ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
What makes the difference at the end of the day is that colleague of yours and colleague of mine to find out that when all things are over, their soul is in God. He said, the soul that sins shall die. That's the word of God. We can't unturn it. Everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, we see God. That's the word of God. We can't unturn it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's the word of God. I know there is a saying that Christianity or religious matter are personal issues. No, be concerned with the soul of men. That's one of the attacks on the church of Jesus. That gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. That gospel is not therapy. That gospel can help someone to break addiction. The gospel can change a sinner into a saint as a gospel. And we can't silence the voice of the gospel. We can't. I mean, I was in a discussion over this week with certain minister, and we are saying it. Fine, the church has gone through attack. But assuming the way Nigeria is, there is no church. What will be our lot? I mean, just like it happened in every profession, you have quacks. Even doctors, they do have quacks. Nurses, they do have. Pilots, they do have. So it's the same thing. And it's not new. Because even in the day of Jesus Christ, there are people who oppose him. They can't see beyond their noses. They are called Pharisees. And some people are always legalistic. They are always sad. So they are called Sadducees. So it's not strange. But we can't because of doctor says there are quacks and people are dying. No, the gospel. So the rich fulfillment, it starts with the premium. God desire to see changed lives. And if indeed your own life has been changed just like mine, then it should create a passion, a burden in us. I read something, and I can still not recover from it. I think it's in John chapter 3, verse 17. It said, for God did not send his only son to the world to condemn the world. He said, he sent him that the world may be saved. I looked at that word, save. It's not just receiving. He said that the world may be saved and sound. They may be brought into a place of safety. Even while people have not made decision for the Lord Jesus Christ, they should live in peace and in safety. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So God's desire is to see lives change. Can I show you the present picture of our world? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. If I can have it on the message, this is the summary of the world that you and I live in today. In a message translation, if you don't mind, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 11, I will read it quickly. It said, don't be naive. There are difficult times ahead. I mean, we have a word for this year. We have hope in our heart. And the Bible says in Hebrews, is that this hope that we have is built on the word of God and it has become an anchor to our soul. But hey, that's not the same story in the world. It said, as the hand approaches, as somebody says, is the hand going to approach it? And they've been talking about this hand. But like I say, wisdom demands that you don't hold to that mindset. Wisdom demands that you just know that you don't have forever to live here. Wisdom demands that you know that whatever it is, even whatever you do to preserve yourself, your body, this physical body begins to age. The strength are not there anymore. And so what will you do if you are to prepare to meet your Savior? So he said, don't be naive. As the end approaches, people are going to be self-absorbed. I don't have to ask anyone in this room, is that true around you today? Money hungry, self-promoting, stocked up, profane, contemptuous appearance, crude, coarse, dog-eat-dog mindset, unbending, slanderer, impulsively wide, savage, cynical, treacherous, ruthless, bloated windbags. You don't know who I am? Addicted to lust, allergic to God. Don't bring the subject of God. Prayer is not necessary. There are many umbrellas. There are many canopies. So you let people choose which canopy they want as a safe place. Those are the concepts. So allergic to God. He said that we make a show of religion. Is that not what is happening? But behind the scene, they themselves are animals. He said, stay clear of these people. They are the kind of people who smooth talk themselves into the homes of unstable and needy women and take advantage of them, women who, depressed by their sinfulness, take up every new religious fad that call itself true. Is that not what is happening around us? People eat grass because they want to see the Holy Spirit. They get exploited every time and never really learn. These men are like those old Egyptian frogs, Jannes and Jambres, who challenged Moses. They were rejects from the faith, twisted in their thinking, defying truth itself, but nothing will come of these latest imposters. Everyone will see through them, just as people saw through that Egyptian horse. But you being a good apprentice to me, a part of my teaching, my manner of life, direction, faith, steadiness, love, patience, trouble, suffering along with me in all grief, I put up with the Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. And you also well know that God. So God wants to rescue people. And that's who we are. We are the salt of the world, the light of the world. We can't afford to lose our flavor. So the starting place for this rich fulfillment is for us that no matter the raging issues, whenever, just like it happened for Peter in Luke chapter 5, there were problems. So Jesus showed up. And then he stepped into Peter's boat among many other boats. Whenever Jesus steps into a life situation, steps into a man's boat, or even your own boat as an individual, it brings you out. You can read it. If you go back to Luke chapter 5, he said he trusted the sheep out a little. So he brings you out of something, and then he didn't leave him there. He brought him back into something else. So like Peter and his partners, they were faced with insufficiency. They were faced with lack. They were faced with inadequacies. They were faced with guilt, failure, because the women in the village who usually come and purchase fish or fishes in the morning, they have come and they were disappointed. What it means, in those days there were no refrigeration. In those days there were no storage. So they just harvest to consume. So the women have already gone back. They've gone back. And so they were washing their nets. They were mending their nets. Because it's already morning. The law of fishing doesn't demand that you fish in the morning. So there was a whole lot of disappointment. There was a whole lot of frustration. There was a whole lot of setback for their business. But Jesus stepped in. And if there is one message of rich fulfillment this year, is the fact that Jesus wants to step not only into our own situation, he wants to step into other people's situation. He stepped in. That pain, Jesus wants to step in. That frustration, he wants to step in. That disappointment, he wants to step in. And that's why those things that I said, our relationship with him must assume a new dimension. It's not just by words of our mouth. We have to show it in our words, in our thoughts, in our actions. We have to. So Jesus stepped into their disappointment, but he ushered them in into what? Abundance, wealth, safety, well water place. He ushered them into rich fulfillment in himself. He ushered them into a state of shalom where nothing is missing, nothing is broken. So when Jesus, that conversation, he used their boat to preach the gospel. So let Jesus use your profession to preach the gospel this year. Let it use your career. Let it use you, the way you live, to minister to other people. And you will be surprised that if you make that your priority, Mark 6:33, you seek in the kingdom of God and his righteousness. As an employee, do your work as if Jesus is employed to take on that role. As someone functioning among team people, function, be a good team member. As someone who is running a business, who is running an enterprise, please do it. Let Jesus use that boat, that medium of expression, to communicate the values of his kingdom this year. Please, there is a place in God called the wealthy place, which is a place of rich fulfillment. And the truth is that only a handful believer ever discover it. You said, you asked me why? Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. If you will find your worthy place in God, you have to obey the principle. Isaiah 1, 18 and 19. He said, if you are willing and then obedient. That's the secret. If you are willing and obedient, you will find your worthy place. If you are willing, willingness to come out of something, and then willingness to get into something else. If I break it down, willingness to come out of your present thinking, your present believing, your present even praying, your present actions, and then move into his own kind of believing, his own kind of action, his own kind of praying, then you will get the desired result. If you are willing, God can't force us. There is rich fulfillment for us, but he can't force us. You have to be willing. You have to be obedient. You have to be willing to embrace his word as his own personal word to you, and then you have to be obedient to the things he will ask you to do this year. Adjustment he will have to ask you to make. You have to. So if you are willing and obedient. You know the way Christianity is. I know that it's been preached in the long, but the truth is that the best word to say it is in Yoruba now. I will interpret it. Igbagbo baba ko le gba omo la. The faith of the father can save the son. What the fathers can do is to pass on the baton. But the sons, the daughters, have to also receive the baton. And then walk in every generation. Because this one is a work of process. Abraham, he had it. He worked it out. Famine came, consumed everything. But he passed on to Isaac. Isaac, what he passed on was intangible, but it was a blessing. And then he worked on it. And then he produced. And then famine came. But if Abraham hadn't passed something substantial, and Proverbs 13 verse 22, if you read it, it says a good man leaves an inheritance. A good man will leave an inheritance. And the question is, what are we leaving to our kids? What are we leaving to people around us? What are we leaving to the people in the workplace? A good man. He said the blessing, not the blessings. A lot of the time we focus on the blessings, the material, the physical. No, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich and add no sorrow to it. The blessing of the Lord, the supernatural elixir of God, when it rests upon you, it helps you to produce. And it's so, what it is going to help you to produce is transgenerational. And you know why I'm just passionate about saying this morning? Even in our own nation, in our own continent, you see businesses live and die with their owners. But we need to change the story. We need to change the story. We need to be able to have our relationship with this God who holds the heaven and earth produce something that lives beyond us. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So many people are not willing to come out of their place in their thinking. And then sometimes a few step away from everything that hinders. Others begin their journey. And then they draw back. I mean, today is January what now? 6. By next week, if things didn't turn out the way they have prophesied, you know, that's what we say. We say the way they prophesied. No, you have to work out the prophecy. So if the things didn't work out or it doesn't look like it, they just shrink back. You know, it's very easy for people to shrink back into their safety mode. The truth that in status quo, which is in this place or in this mess we find ourselves, nothing ever grows in the place of safety, in the place of convenience. You have to push. If God instructs you, push. And with God, we will do triumphantly. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6, this is the instruction of the Lord to everyone in this house this morning. He said, you have circled. I don't know where you are. He said, but God will have me say to you, you have circled that mountain enough. Oh, you said, I'm doing well. There is more. You have circled it long enough. You need to turn. You need to turn in your thinking. Turn in your believing. Turn in your action. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 23, when we turn, God, this is God's word. Deuteronomy 6, 23, it says, concerning Israel, he brought us out. Not to leave us, but to bring us in. He brought us out. So we must be ready to cooperate with him. It's very easy for us to stay in what is convenient. No, but this year, by the word of the Lord, because that's the whole essence of faith, we have to allow this word to frame our word. God's word, W-O-R-D, to frame your word, W-O-R-L-D. Your word represents you, the things you do. Maybe career, business, family, but allow the word. It's not a religious book. It is life. The disciple of Jesus, after many people turned away from Jesus, and he turned to them, he said, well, this one that many people have gone, he said, will you also go back? And their response, which was very interesting to me, they said, where are we going to? He said, to whom shall we go? He said, you are the one who have the word of life. And until we treat God and his word that way, this world can prosper us. This world can heal us. This world can restore us. This world can enlarge us. This world can help us make good what has been bad or what has been worse. Until we treat it that way, all the prayer, all the anointing services, all the communion, all the world, we have no effect. And Isaiah 8:20 said something. He said to the word and to the testimony, if they do not have life in them, if they do not produce result, it's because there is no life in them. We have to apply the life. And the life is in our tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So it's not something you do Sunday. It's your life. It's not a vain thing. It can prosper you if you allow it to prosper you. And God is not going to... It's what people also say in Africa about this miracle thing. It's just supernatural intervention. Like we are sitting here, they want miracle now, and people are praying for miracle. It's as if this building should just turn secular. Let us pray in Jesus' name. People will begin to pray. It doesn't turn secular like that. Architect, we have to sit and look at the direction of the wind and all the things before this building can turn secular. They have to look at the space. The supernatural instruction is that we want to make this building circular. Abi? But it's not going to become circular when we don't do nothing. And we are expecting something. You know, when people talked about God giving them, I know people have preached stupid things, miracle mornings, stupid things. Hey, when an African person is believing for money, is believing to wake up one morning and find $1 million at his doorstep and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. No, it doesn't work that way. God does not have a problem with $1 million, but he wants to give you how to get it. And he's going to come through ideas. Do this, do that, do this, do that. And line upon line. And if you have not managed $1 million before, he can't give you automatically. Because God is a God of process. So he starts you up maybe with 50, 100. See how you behave. So when people talk about miracle around here, they are just looking for something supernatural that is scary. Just like it happened in 1 Kings. The earthquake, the thing. And people will believe more if they see those things. But the Bible recorded in that place that God wasn't even there. In the still, small voice. So please, you need to come out. That's the message today. Come out. You need a shift in your... For you to enjoy rich fulfillment, there must be a shift in your thinking. And then you must move into your rich fulfillment or worthy place. You need to take an internal spirit, an internal trip with the Holy Spirit. And you need to come to the place where you and the Holy Spirit come into an agreement, a place of communique, where you say, Luke 1:37, things may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. You have to come to a place where my work with you, oh God, this year, Luke 1:45, there shall be a performance. You have to come to a place where you say, you are the one who is at work in me, both to will and to do, Philippians 2:13. You have to come to a place where you are in agreement with God, where you say, Lord, my desire is to seek your kingdom, your righteousness, and whatever it is that I've still needed, it shall be added to me. Praise God. We have to come. Until we come to that place, our Christianity becomes something that we are trying to... You know, religion is man's attempt to look for God. But Christianity is life. He's saying to you, God lives on the inside of you. In him you live. In him you move. In him you have your being. This year is going to be one of the best years we have spent so far. We will not have a better last year. Bible says the path of the just is like a shining light. It shines more and more to the perfect day. I pray for you today that all that has been apprehended for you in Christ Jesus will not elude you this year. Amen. The Lord our God will order your steps. Amen. The Lord our God will preserve you. Amen. The Lord our God will uphold you. Amen. As you go back to the workplace tomorrow, he will fill you with his wisdom. It will fill you with divine templates. You will know what to do this year. You will know how to do it this year. You will know with whom to do it this year. And I hear in my ears that he wants to change certain people's association, your association. God just wants to change them this year. And that may be something you need to come out of. And then you go in into. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I pray that the Lord will order your step this year. It will order your step into those unusual meetings with people. It will change your association. And the testimony of your life this year is that is Shall they also among the prophets? Because of the impact of what God will have used your association to do this year in Jesus' name. Please, it's a good year. Don't be fearful. It's a good year. It's going to be well with our nation. It's a good year. Whatever it is, we not disturb the flow of God in your life this year. It's a good year. We're going to have a good election. And men and women, after God's own heart, we become our legislators, we become our governors, we become our president in the name of the Lord Jesus. We declare peace over this land. We declare that this land will continue to prosper. And the Lord our God will make room for you. And you will be fruitful in this land. If you believe, say a better amen this morning. David said, unless I have believed. So we believe. And we are saying this morning, we will see the goodness of the Lord in this land.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,